From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor described her life story as uniquely American in her opening statement at her confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. She told the lawmakers her judicial philosophy is fidelity to the law. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
After listening to senators talk about her all day, Judge Sotomayor finally spoke for herself. She defended herself against accusations that she will rely too heavily on empathy and her personal background if confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Throughout my 17 years on the bench, I have witnessed the human consequences of my decisions. Those decisions have not been made to serve the interests of any one litigant, but always to serve the larger interests of impartial justice.
Sotomayor said her background helps her listen and understand, quote, with the law always commanding the result in every case. Republicans worry that as a Supreme Court justice, Sotomayor will not be bound by the same constraints that restrict her as an appeals court judge. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has nominated a family physician from the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Dr. Regina Benjamin, to be the next U.S. Surgeon General, and he linked the announcement to a renewed pledge to overhaul the nation's health care system.
Dr. Regina Benjamin has seen in a very personal way what is broken about our health care system. She's seen an increasing number of patients who've had health insurance their entire lives suddenly lose it because they lost their jobs or because it's simply become too expensive.
And Benjamin agreed the healthcare system is not working as it should.
It should not be this hard for doctors and other healthcare providers to care for their patients. It shouldn't be this expensive for Americans to get healthcare in this country.
Benjamin became widely known for her efforts to rebuild her clinic after it was devastated by hurricanes and a fire. The World Health Organization says a swine flu vaccine might not be widely available until the end of the year because viruses needed to produce the vaccine are not growing very well. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Until now, the WHO and countries around the world had hoped the new H1N1 virus would grow in eggs as well as seasonal flu viruses. But WHO experts say the pandemic virus is growing only 25 to 50% as fast as ordinary viruses. So labs around the world are going back to square one. They're isolating the new flu virus from infected people and creating new hybrid viruses in the hope they'll grow well. If they're lucky, they'll have an answer this month. If a fast-growing vaccine virus can't be produced, the first doses of vaccine would still come off the production lines in the fall, but it would take months longer to produce the billions of doses needed in the coming flu season, and there might be none available at all for the poorest countries. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 179 points. This is NPR News. The federal budget deficit has edged above the $1 trillion mark for the first 9 months of the fiscal year that began last fall. The red ink has been boosted in part by massive government spending to counter the recession and the financial crisis. The space shuttle Endeavour has been fueled up again in preparation for a launch attempt in about 3 hours. But forecasters say there's only a 40% chance weather conditions will be acceptable. Stormy weather forced cancellation of last night's scheduled launch. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
The Endeavour astronauts are pressing ahead with their pre-launch activities. The process begins with zipping up their 90-pound Dayglo orange pressure suits and a trip to the launch pad in a silver bus nicknamed the Astrovan. The seven crew members did all of this yesterday before the launch was scrubbed due to thunderstorms. If NASA postpones again, the question is whether launch managers will try on Tuesday. A protective paper cover on one of the shuttle's thrusters came off yesterday. If rain collects in the nozzle, the fuel could make the water freeze, which could interfere with the thruster. Replacing the cover could take until Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
European Union nations have signed an agreement aimed at making them less dependent on Russia for natural gas supplies. The deal will allow a pipeline from Central Asia and the Middle East to cross four EU countries and Turkey. Hungary's Prime Minister Gordon Bojnai says European nations must work together.
The way out of this crisis for all of our countries lies in not turning inwards, but to the opposite, in greater level of cooperation, coordination, and integration.
The U.S. supports the pipeline, but so far backers of the project have not found sufficient gas supplies to put through the pipeline. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.